In the wake of last night's election, the big story in Florida, and in particular the Tampa Bay area, is the lack of coattails for Barack Obama. The Illinois senator took Hillsborough, Pinellas, and nearly won Sarasota counties, counties that have all gone Republican in recent elections. He also swamped John McCain in Orange County on the eastern side of the critical I-4 corridor. But despite that success, down-ballot candidates with an R attached to their name did much better than Democrats in a variety of state and local races. In Pinellas County, Republicans dominated, and the same thing happened in Hillsborough. Victor DeMaio is a Democratic Party political consultant in Tampa. WMNF spoke with him today about the results in the county, including a rare shining moment for local Democrats with Kevin Beckner winning his race against Republican Brian Blair. Beckner is openly gay, though he's rarely discussed that during the campaign. DeMaio had told WMNF earlier this year that he thought it was a mistake for Beckner to be open running in Hillsborough County.
Well, you know, I was interviewed in the St. Pete Times with Janet Zink, and I admitted, you know, I mean, I'm a consultant. I tell people what to do. I give advice like a priest, but if they don't, I always take the advice. And I said, you know, that really shouldn't be an issue. It's one thing to be openly gay, and it's one thing to be in the closet. I mean, now there are politicians, even here in Hillsborough County, who are in the closet. They're gay, but they don't really flaunt it. I mean, not so much flaunt it, but even say or admit that they're gay. So, you know, there's so many other important issues out there. And sadly, you know, this is still a conservative area. I mean, you look at all around the inner city area where you have two Democrats in Betty Reid and Mike Shanti, all the other seats around here, whether it's Kevin Amler, Dr. Holman, Rich Glorioso, we were surrounded
Rachel
by Republicans.
Rachel Bergen,
who won with very little.
And I want
experience.
To ask you about that in a second. But anyway,
sure.
What's your final thoughts about Kip Beckner?
Well, the coattails didn't have an effect, because if you look all the way up and down the ladder, it's almost a 60-40 split in all the Republicans keeping their seats and the Democrats losing.
What is the deal with Democrat? You're a member, a high-ranking member in the Democratic Party, I think it's fair to say, or
right.
Inside the party, Hillsborough County Democrats. You're close with Michael Steinberg, who runs the party right now.
Yes.
This party, as you just said, and this happened, by the way, in Pinellas County, too, where there were no coattails of Barack Obama,
exactly.
But even worse than ever. I mean, you've already got six, you know, county. Well, now we might have five Republicans and two Democrats on the county commission. But as you mentioned, we've got Rachel Bergen beating a guy, Louis Lauricia, who was non-existent as a candidate. School board, Stephen Gorham was very dedicated. He looks like he's going to lose out to Carol Curtom. Faye Call beating Yoli Capine. Al Higginbotham and Ken Hagan getting no opposition. And this anti-incumbent fervor, there's not any Democrats that can come up and run against these people. What's wrong with this party that you can't get decent candidates here?
Well, you mentioned it earlier in our early part of the discussion is, you know, people vote by name recognition. They don't read the paper like you did. They don't study the issues. They vote because they go down the street and they see a yard sign. Someone, let's take Carol Cordero. She's been a 16-year incumbent. Okay, even though Steve Gorham ran against Rhonda Storms and he spent $1 million in that race, you know, when you've been out of it for a while, it takes money to put your name out there. This is simple. This isn't brain surgery. This is advertising. And if you don't have the money to buy the radio and the TV and the mail pieces and the art signs, you might as well fold it up. So the Democrats, the Republicans, see, I knew the Republicans have institutional strength here. They have the Jews, and when you have the Jews, you can more or less get the contributions. Those contributions can buy you the media you need. So, you know, it's not hard. It's really not hard to see the Al Higginbothams or the, you know, now Kevin Beckner put up a great race.
And Kevin Beckner had no ads on the air, and
right.
Brian Blair had a ton of them. So
right.
There's a little contradiction
but
in your argument.
If you look at the bottom line, Blair had a lot of negative publicity towards him, and it's a big county, so he had to appeal to the whole county. And the Tribune and Times had given Blair a lot of negative publicity. There were a lot of organized people behind Kevin Beckner. Beckner did raise, if you look at the bottom line, you go to the supervisor election, see how much money he raised. He raised a good amount of money, and he sent out three or four mail pieces, and he did the yard signs, and he did the grassroots. That's how you win campaigns. So it's not, you're right, the Democrat. I don't blame so much the Democratic Party. We have, and you and I discussed this months ago, we have no bench. We have to have a bench. You got to have people out there who have money. I mean, E.J. Ford put up a, you know, he's a very smart gentleman, professor, PhD, but he had no money. You can't run a race against Dr. Holman, who has every doctor in state writing him a $500 check, who has hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in the bank. even on top of the fact that he's an incumbent.
And by the way, interesting, Dr. Homan was debating E.J. Ford at Tiger Bay in Tampa last week, and he said that he was actually a Democrat before, but he knew he couldn't win in this county.
Exactly. That's very true. And look at Yoli Capin. I mean, she gave it a shot.
She did.
We've had Scott Farrell run against them.
Right.
The Democrats have thrown
good talk show host.
Me. It's true. But the thing is,
you go.
If you don't have the money, I mean, and Faye is this is she's a 16-year incumbent. She served 8 years, took a break, and came back for another. You know, this is her last term. How do you fight a 16-year incumbent?